Blog Talk Radio.
But the message still is the same. Cause whatever you need is over here at the table. If it's love, it's at the table. If it's peace, it's at the table.
Monday Morning Joy will deal with real life experiences as the host Gail Dudley will be totally transparent and share life situations as an everyday woman, mother, sister, friend, pastor, a pastor's wife, businesswoman who still struggles in life and when ready to quit, finds the strength to keep pushing through. Gail will talk real life, transparency, uplifting, encouraging, speaking the truth. In the end, women will be motivated, excited, and ready to take on any and all things, feeling stronger and more motivated to push through life situations.
Welcome to Monday Morning Joy. I am your host, Gail Dudley. I'm so excited to share with you on this Monday morning. I'm excited for many things. One, that the sun is shining and it's going to be about 73 degrees in Columbus, Ohio. That is something to rejoice about. That's a prayer that has been answered since we've been on this series of prayers. It's interesting how God begins to answer prayers in His timing, and we can look back and realize that we held on even in those days of despair or discouragement or frustration, because the winter we have had here in this area, sometimes you just want to say, I give up, I give in, and we know that there's nothing that we can do about it. But in God's perfect timing, the weather will break, the weather will change. But it's interesting because even as I think about the weather this morning, I realize what comes with a 73-degree sunny day starts bringing about tornadoes and thunderstorms and crazy rain. So we may go from one season to another, but in every season there is something that comes along with it that we're not quite ready for. I'm not ready to sit in the dark because the electricity went out, but I was asking for warmer weather. So what comes with warmer weather is a different kind of weather stream, a weather system. And that is exactly how our prayers work. And that's really where I want to go this morning as we talk about our prayer. Another prayer that I had is that people will be able to just have on their calendars Monday Morning Joy, and they will come on Monday morning without a prompter. And I have not really sent many prompters over the past month, and I love it that the lines are still lighting up and people are still joining us. That's a prayer that has been answered. If you have your Bibles, and if you're not driving or you're not at your work desk and you're able to open up your Bible, or again, you can go back and review this recording later after it goes live, I want to talk about Philippians chapter 1, verse 9 through 10. I also want to look at verse 6 just for a moment. Well, I'm going to just go to 9 and 10. But when you get a chance, look at verse 6 as well, because in verse 6 it talks about having the confidence and to be confident that whatever the Lord has begun in you, He will bring it to completion. So we have to have that confidence of knowing that. But I also want to look at verse 9 and 10. And in the New International Version, it reads, "And this is my prayer," and by the way, this is Paul praying, "that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ." Now, this is his prayer. He is praying that our love may abound more and more. If you remember when we first kicked off this series, I talked about the importance of journaling, and I also talked about the importance that when you're reading your Bible, that you take a highlighter and you circle prayers throughout the Bible, because those prayers can become prayers that you pray for yourself, you pray for someone else, and those prayers are prayers that will encourage you when you're interceding on a community level, that you're interceding on behalf of someone else or community or neighborhood or country or the world. So this is Paul. Paul is praying, and he's saying, And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. Now, we get real excited about that because that's a bubbling over. That's a prayer that's saying, I want my love to just overflow. I want my love to overflow to other people. But there's something that's so important in this passage of Scripture that so many people will miss. And those are three just really, really tiny words. And that is in verse 10, where it starts with, so that you. You know, it's really interesting. We read the first piece and we miss, and we read the last piece, but we miss the middle. And the middle in this passage of Scripture, the Scripture about a prayer, is what's so important. So that you, no matter what translation you read, you will see the word so that you in every translation except for one. In the Message Bible, it says so that your, so that you, so that your, so that you may be able to discern. So your love abounding more and more and more and more is for you. So I want to give you 4 points today in this short time that we have. And this first point I want to pull out is that prayer is personal. This is a personal prayer for you. Now, when I say prayer is personal, I'm saying that it is so personal for you to not only pray for yourself, but to pray community. It's still a personal thing for you. And it's not until we get to that place where we are able to identify what prayer really looks like. And it's that this is my prayer. This is my prayer that my love will abound more and more and more in depth and in insight, so that I will be able to discern what is best. So when you know what that discerning, I need to discern what is best for my life. I need to discern what is best that God, the best that God has for me. I need to be able to discern. I need to be able to block out all other voices that may not be in line with what God is leading me to do or where God is taking me to. I need to be able to discern what is best for me, what is best for my family, what is best for my community. I need to be able to discern. And the only way to get to that discernment is to have my love abound more and more and more, so that we can have a depth of insight, so that we may be able to discern. I'm really passionate about that because so often we listen to words, and I'm going to step somewhere where some of you may say, oh, no, don't go there, but it's so important that I do. Some of us, because of our relationship with God, people in our household has become intimidated by our love and our relationship with God, that they will begin to speak words to us, especially if they're outside the will of the Lord, that we're sitting here thinking, okay, am I supposed to follow my spouse? Am I supposed to follow my parents? Am I supposed to listen to my children? Am I supposed to listen to whomever that's in my immediate relationship circle over what I know God is speaking? And sometimes we even take words that the Lord is speaking, and we hear the words from our family members who may really be trying to manipulate us, control us, or change us, and the Scripture all of a sudden becomes twisted. Well, if our love is abounding more and more and more and more, so that we have a depth of insight, so that we may be able to discern what is best, sometimes we are going against what our spouse, what our parents, what our family members are saying, but we're going with what God is calling us to. And I know that can be a very sticky situation at times, because we want to do what our spouse, what our parents, what our children, whatever that family dynamic is within our household, within our walls, and manipulation takes place. And once that manipulation takes place, we become confused. So this prayer of love, which abounds more and more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight. Sometimes we see some things and we say, oh, no, I don't want to see that. But God is saying, but I need you to see it because you're going down the wrong path. I need you to be able to discern what is best for you. But there's something else here. This prayer is powerful. This is the kind of prayer that will break yokes, because it will allow you to see what is pure and blameless of the day of Christ. So it's also very powerful. When I say it's powerful, it cuts through some things. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit And the Holy Spirit gives people life. That's powerful. The Holy Spirit dwells in your life. That is powerful. The Holy Spirit falls upon his people. That is powerful. The Holy Spirit will fill you if you allow the Holy Spirit to fill you. That is powerful. We need to understand and take a step back and just see how powerful this is by, number one, checking our heart. And this deals with any sin that is within your heart. Number two, have a hunger, a thirst, and a yearning in the spirit. And we've been talking about that the past couple of weeks. Number three, pray a fervent prayer. And number four, receiving the outpouring is like an open door once it's open. But you have to open the door. So it's very, very powerful. The next thing I want to point out to you is that it has a purpose. It has a purpose. And in this purpose, it is saying, I need you to have a depth of insight so that you will be able to discern, so that you will be able to grow. The New Living Translation says it this way: I pray that your love will overflow more and more. I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. That you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. For what I want you to understand that really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. So that's the New Living Translation. It talks about the overflow and that he wants us to understand what really matters so that you may live in pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ returns. So I wanted to pull that in. So that's the purpose. And then it's also about positioning. This is a prayer of positioning. And we're talking about being positioned in the right place. And I know you've heard me say this before, but I need to say it again. Positioning is this place of seven positions of prayer that you can find all throughout the Bible. One position is kneeling, and that is head bowed, hands folded. And if you want all this information, shoot me an email at ged@mimtoday.org, and I will send you the scripture reference to go with each position of prayer. The next position is bowing. That's head to the ground, hands face down on the ground next to the head. The third position is lying flat out, laying flat on the floor, face down. That's also called prostrate, to lay prostrate before the Lord. And then the fourth one is slow leisure walking. And as you're slowly walking around your neighborhood, please keep your eyes open. So many times people think our eyes should have to be closed. No, you can pray with your eyes open. I pray driving all the time. It would be a horrific accident if I was to drive around with my eyes closed and telling the police officer or the sheriff, oh, I was praying. They would look at me like I had nine heads. We need to make sure that we understand that praying, yes, we were taught to bow your head and close your eyes, but you can pray 24/7 with your eyes open while you're in conversation with other people, asking the Lord to bless them or to bless the conversation as you're having that conversation. Number five, a prayer position is standing. That's head slightly bowed. Number six is sitting, head bowed, lean forward. And the last one is standing with hands lifted, or even sitting with hands lifted and hands raised and spread apart. This is prayer, people, and it's so important that we identify what we're to do with prayer. We have so much more to cover. We're running out of time today, but I wanted you to know that we must have the love that that abounds more and more and more, so that we can have a discernment of what is best and pure and blameless for the day of Christ. That is my prayer for you. Savvy is coming up March 27th and 28th. Ready Magazine will hit the newsstands. You'll be able to order it on April the 3rd. Please follow us on Twitter. I'm at Gail Dudley, or you can follow the magazine at Ready Pub. That's ReadyPub. And remember, thank you for joining me at the table with Gail.
And now you know. Thank you for joining Gail at the table. To send topic suggestions, please email us at ged@mimtoday.org. And to follow us on Twitter, connect with us at Gail Dudley. Visit us on the website at www.gaildudley.com for books, resources, coaching sessions, and upcoming seminars and events.